Okay, administrative law, this is the last week that we will be dealing with general background sort of administrative law concerns. If you remember, we said that the first part of the course, we're going to get a general background of administrative law, things that generally apply to the concept of administrative law. Next week, we're going to explore the paralegal's role in administrative law before we transition over to work comp. And then we'll spend the remainder of the semester on work comp and end with Social Security disability. So we've covered, you know, how agencies are formed, how agencies or what the role of an agency is, how they're funded, how they develop the mechanisms for the scope of their existence, the rules and regulations, their investigatory procedures, their judicial, you know, their evaluation procedures, their penalty, if they have penalty procedures, their outcomes. We've discussed all the various parts of the process within the agency. This last topic is going to focus on something we touched on, and that's what happens if somebody is dissatisfied with an agency's decision. And you've heard the term judicial review. So if somebody is dissatisfied with the outcome of a particular agency, whether that be state, federal, local, there's always a mechanism of judicial review that allows a court to act as the reviewer, the appellate process over that agency. And it varies depending on whether it's federal or state or even local. There are certain terms that you've heard and you will definitely see in the cases you present this week. Terms like standing, ripeness, exhaustion, and primary jurisdiction. And you should know what those terms mean. You should also know what the term agency record means. And essentially, those of you that have had enough of different courses and research one know that that's the thing that the court relies on or reviews on appeal. There's no new evidence presented in a judicial review. It's just like any other appeal, no different, just because this is an appeal of an agency decision. So those cases that you explore and present this week should indicate and talk about judicial review and issues related to standing, ripeness, exhaustion, primary jurisdiction, and it should use those words. And if you aren't presenting a case that uses those words or has that focus, find another case, because you're not doing what I need you to do for this week, okay? In judicial review, the courts examine and review agency decisions. They review both the law and the factual conclusions made by the agency. Same as with any other appeal that you're familiar with. To receive a judicial review, the appellant must follow certain standards and requirements. The agency statute, the Enabling Act that created the agency, and the Administrative Procedures Act, and if you remember, there's a Federal Administrative Procedures Act and there's an Illinois Administrative Procedures Act. So there's one at the state and federal level. They provide for judicial review of a decision. Judicial review affects both the person seeking the appeal and the agency itself. If an agency statute does not allow for judicial review, a client may appeal to the court through the Administrative Procedures Act. But always remember, judicial review is restricted to the record, to the agency record, just like any other appeal is restricted to the court file, the record, from the court below, the court that the decision is being appealed from. From there, whatever level of court it gets directed to, hears the matter as if it's an appeal. And then it can go on up through the court system, just like any other case at that point. That's true of anything that you've talked about or presented. That's true with what we're going to talk about after next week in this course, workers' compensation. It's true with Social Security. It's true with the municipal decisions I issue weekly under the Illinois Administrative Procedures Act. You know, in those cases, I am the hearing officer appointed to be the neutral deciding municipal matters, municipal tickets, municipal allegations, code enforcement, building code violations, zoning violations, you name it. Anything that a municipality can issue a law about, I can hear those concerns if that municipality sets up the process. Now, these types of cases have a built-in process to seek a rehearing, and somebody can seek a rehearing within 35 days under the Act. So, 35 days. You hear all kinds of dates offered in our court systems. If you're in civil litigation, you'll see 30 days on some things, 28 on others. 35 days would be 5 weeks from the date the decision was issued. Okay, that makes more sense than 30 days, because 30 days, the date that you have to respond or you have to file your document might be on a weekend. Do you get that? So when you see those multiples of 7, 28 days typically, sometimes it's 14 days when we're responding to discovery or something the court wants, if the court wants to push it, 35 days as here. It's multiples of 7, so the date, working day, the thing was issued, the expectation then for 35 days, 5 days from that, or 5 weeks from that date, you have to file your petition for rehearing. Now, rehearing is going back to the agency, or in my case, to the hearing officer, to ask that the matter be reheard. So it's not on judicial review yet. Parties can come back and say, hey, you know, we think that you didn't decide this properly because, and provide authority, or we think you didn't decide this properly because there's this additional information that didn't make it to you, so additional things that might be admitted to the record, but we're not to the final stage yet. Now, after that 35 days, so if there's no petition for rehearing, the judgment becomes final. And they can appeal to the circuit court. So those municipal things, the way the act reads, is that they have to appeal to the circuit court of the county in which the decision was issued. So if I issue a decision for the city of Pekin, that review has to be requested of the circuit court of Tazewell County. And then from that point, the appeals go to the appropriate Illinois Appellate Court District and then to the Supreme Court. I try to keep a clean and clear record in my proceedings, so if my decisions are appealed, you know, the reviewing court has a good idea of what I decided and why. And I've had some that have gone up. Some to the appellate court. I don't believe any of them made it to the Supreme Court. Hopefully somebody let me know. But those decisions were affirmed because the record was pretty clear, I think. I'm assuming that's why. I mean, the fact that the law was properly applied, hopefully that makes it there too. But that's no different than what will happen when we get to work comp and talk about when somebody's not happy there. It goes into the court system for review. So I hope that's clear. When you're doing the case law part of this assignment, I hope you have no problems, you know, figuring that out. So this is the podcast for week number 6, administrative law. I appreciate your efforts thus far in the class. And I hope you have a good weekend. Wear your mask. Keep your distance. I'll see you or talk to you next week.